DeMarcus Cousins of the New Orleans Pelicans did not have a great time visiting Salt Lake on Monday. He only scored 15 points against the Jazz and was harassed by fans on the way to the locker room. It's not important what was said there. His reaction was not audible, nor could we air it on the radio anyway. And today, he was fined $50,000 for cursing out fans at Vivint Smart Home Arena and at the Staples Center on Sunday. Joining us live in studio is KSL.com Jazz reporter Andy Larson. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. We got to have to break this down.
Yeah.
The woman just asked why he was so soft. At least that's what she posted online. Is this just another story of Cousins being Cousins, and should players be a little more careful since everyone has a cell phone, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And especially in an era where I think the NBA is concerned about the interactions between fans and players, and players having respect for the fans that are giving all the money and time and all of that that makes the league so successful, makes the players make so much money. You just have to be more careful when someone is yelling at you, no matter what they're saying on the floor.
There's a flip side to this. Now, this happened twice. There was a more vile incident, apparently, in L.A. a few nights before that with the same kind of result. We're not going to repeat the words on the air. No way, in fact.
Right.
But there's the question that the fans are razzing this player so hard from the first row. I mean, can fans get kicked out for doing this?
They can, but you have to say some pretty out there sort of things in order to be kicked out. And, you know, for rightly or wrongly, I think the fans have more leeway to say something than the players do, whether that just be because the players are public figures, but because they have so much attention on them. But, you know, I think there is kind of a higher standard right now, or at least how security teams around the league are enforcing this. Fans are getting away with a lot. You know, Utah is actually known as one of the harder places to play in terms of this because of the quality and quantity of the heckling going on.
So we're talking about trash talking, and Utah is red hot.
That's exactly right, and it's you know, really been that way since the Stockton and Malone days, really.
And it's getting under players' skin. So here's the other question. It's security that handles the fans.
Correct.
It's the referees who handle the players. It's two different discipline systems. Can referees order a fan out of the stadium?
Absolutely, yeah. They can go to security and actually have that fan taken out of the game or taken out of the stadium itself. So security does have to listen to the discretion of NBA referees.
Well, as much as DeMarcus Cousins might be a problem and Utah is nails tough with the trash talk, is it possible we're going to have a cool down here like there was between BYU and Utah?
you know, maybe at some point. You know, I don't know that this incident is what's going to trigger that. And heck, I don't even know if it's one of the worst incidents that's happened here in Utah. It's just the one that happened on film, right? So we'll see. You know, I think it would have to take a large number of these to happen on video for things to really change in terms of policy.
Meantime, DeMarcus Cousins is developing quite the highlight reel, and he's $50,000 lighter in the wallet.
That's exactly right.